with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. When plants will not grow successfully in your garden, the first step to solving the problem is to test the soil for nutrient and pH levels. If they are normal, one of several site characteristics could instead cause the problem. The first thing to do is assess nearby plants. Large plants near your garden can create shady areas that will not support plants which require full sun. So it is important to check the light requirements for any plants you want to grow. Most landscape plants and garden vegetables require full sun, or at least 8 hours of light a day. If trying to grow vegetables in a shady spot, opt for leafy vegetables instead of fruiting vegetables, as these tolerate more shade. Large plants may also send roots into your garden to compete for water and nutrients. Even if levels come back normal, more might be required to fulfill the needs of your garden and other nearby plants. The final problem caused by nearby plants could be the secretion of juglone. Juglone is a natural herbicide secreted by walnut trees, and unless resistant plants are selected, anything in your garden will be killed off by nearby walnut trees. Garden plants need to be at least 50 feet away from any walnut trees nearby to avoid the toxic effects of juglone. For more information on today's topic, contact your local Extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.